Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The right fielder, J. John Stone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Alan Ripley. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Max Venable. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Guy Szolarts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills takes first base on ball four. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from May and he is safe. Wills steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from May and he is out, Szolarts applying the tag. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wills tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Clark reaches second base with a double. Durham throws the ball into Wills, who relays the ball to Sandberg, who tags Clark trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morgan goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Venabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley bunts towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripley for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wills is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is called out on strikes. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Smith reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Clark moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 0-for-1 in the game. Venabil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Venabil moves to second. One out. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts is 0-for-1 in the game. Szolarts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Szolarts reaches second base with a double. Venabil scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Lasky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Szolarts scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Ken Kravec now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods pinch hits for Ken Kravec. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Woods moves to second. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Szolarts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to third. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Giants. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Gale now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Moreland scores. Johnstone moves to third. Henderson moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowa hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Morales reaches second base with a double. Johnstone scores. Henderson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to third. Wills moves to second. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Venable hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Solarz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solarz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Solarz hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Venable. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wills hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Venable. Wills reaches second base with a double. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from May and he is safe. Will steals third. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Solarz fields it and throws to home to get Wills. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr fires to first and picks off Sandberg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Venable hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Venable moves to third. Joe Pettini pinch runs for Milt May. Champ Summers pinch hits for Guy Solarz. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Bob Brenly pinch hits for Champ Sue. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Venable scores. Pettini moves to third. It's 7-6, Cubs. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Jim Barr. Lee Smith now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pettini now playing shortstop. Bob Brenly now catching. Greg Minton now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Jody Davis now catching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.